So one of the biggest challenges currently is having the same facilities. If you're wondering why are we so close but not winning it, for Malaysia, only after multiple years of fighting for it, we just got our facilities starting from last week, which is during the competition. Imagine, it's like going to swim, swimming competition without having a swimming pool. We managed to snatch 10 medals, silver and also bronze. Fortunately, we haven't got our first gold yet. The sport considerably is a very infant stage. So now, a company like my company is doing our best to bring up the sports as well, together, hand in hand, whether it's with the government or with any sports association. We're trying our best.
What is the difference between obstacle run and obstacle course challenge? Today, my guest will educate as regards to this topic. Before we begin, I'm in a mission to reduce 1% obesity in Malaysia. You can help me by liking and sharing this content with your friends. What's up, guys? It's your brother from another mother, Coach Cam Izzuan. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 48. Please welcome Vern, the co-founder. The co-founder of Ozone Fitness. Thank you, Vern, for making your time to share a bit of knowledge with us.
Most welcome.
Before we dive into the difference of the discipline, please share a bit about yourself.
Hi everyone, my name is Vern. I am the co-founder of Ozone Fitness and I am also the team manager and national coach for obstacle course race for Malaysia, Team Malaysia.
Okay.
Happy to be here today.
Thank you. Can you share a bit how you actually expose yourself into this sport?
Well, that will goes back to probably 10 years ago.
Please do share.
Initially, I myself, I'm a sport enthusiast. Okay, so we all started in a normal gym where we just work out to increase our fitness level.
Yeah.
So when up to a certain point, 2 or 3 years later, I felt like, you know, I need to use whatever that I've trained someplace.
Okay.
And this is where I first started with some of the military training.
When you say military training, please enlighten the listeners and viewer.
Yeah, that will be goes back to national service, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was actually the first encounter where you go through obstacles.
Mm.
And, well, I felt like this is something fun. It can be fun, but it can be training as well.
Yeah.
You know, the first intention is actually to do physical training.
Okay.
But at the same time, crossing the monkey bar, going through the ropes, it seems fun to me.
Right.
And then once after national service, in Malaysia starts to have all these different franchising or brands that they term themselves as obstacle course race.
Right.
And this is where it starts to get my interest where, hey, I don't just do this for training. I can actually race at it, get better and better.
Mm-mm.
And it somehow just hooked me up and here I am.
So how many years before you established this, did you participate in any of this competition?
Yes, of course. Multiple different brands.
Right. So was it for leisure or for...
Initially, I would say I started with leisure.
Okay.
It was a family outing activity, actually, together with all my cousins and so on. We were like, hey, let's try to do this, you know, together as a family.
Yeah.
And then I got better.
Right.
And then the chase, you know, as an athlete, you have that chase that you want to get better.
Right.
And more I get into this whole thing, competing in Malaysia,
right,
competing overseas, nice. Because like certain part of the obstacles, like Ninja Warrior, at that point of time, Malaysia is not available.
Yeah.
So the closest you have to go overseas for all these competition. And yes, with the high enthusiasm and passion about it, we actually went overseas for all these competition.
So because of that, you decided to establish?
Not entirely. Okay. So at that point of time, I am still sort of like an athlete, an enthusiast.
Right.
But as I go, I love to share as well. So besides going all these places alone, I like to inspire and also having different friends to join me for all these kind of competition, or sometimes not competition, but just recreational purpose.
Right.
You know, imagine having a whole gang of 20 plus people, you know, just going through certain course together. You know, we had fun.
It's like playground, actually.
Yeah. And I liked it because it creates a community. And this is where the story goes. So from one person to multiple, right, to a group, to at one point of time, my community, we have around 200 plus people running the obstacle course together. And yeah, so from that community, it further inspires not others, but myself as well, to further bring up this sports in Malaysia.
I see.
And where this is where the company comes in, the community further explore,
right,
and we were exposed to the national team as well.
Right. So that's before it became like an official sports.
Yes, correct. Okay. That was way before it became an official sports.
Did you see the potential of it to become a national sports, competitive sports?
It is already one now.
No, so, before you established.
Oh, before that.
Yeah. Right. Did you see it as like one of this?
It was always the vision that this is being pushed into an official sport, just like any other sports.
Okay, understand. Cool. Now, please educate me in regards to the difference between obstacle run and obstacle course.
Right. So to talk about this, it depends on which point of view that you are coming from.
Okay.
So to us, in terms of Ozone Fitness, we perceive all of this as one, which is obstacles.
Oh, okay. So
as obstacles, there are different disciplines,
right,
okay, where it branches out. Mm. It's just like running. Okay.
Right.
Running, you have 100-meter run, you have marathon run, both are running. But then you go through different.
Right.
Some running goes through hurdle.
Yep.
Okay. So different variation comes into play.
Okay.
But to make all our listeners, our viewers today, to understand more, we further categorize them into three different types.
Okay, interesting.
First type, what we call it's the origin of the sports, which is Ninja Warrior. So it comes from TV show called Sasuke.
Right. Okay.
And then you have the other franchise like American Ninja Warrior, Australian Ninja Warrior, and so on. Okay. Ninja Warrior, it's also obstacles, but it focuses more into difficulties.
Right.
Okay. Sometimes it has speed element, right? But it's more towards testing how hard the obstacle can be. Number two, it's more towards a speed course, or rather now the official sports category.
Okay.
So it comprises of a standard course. Ninja Warrior, the obstacle keep changing. You won't know what you are competing in.
Yeah.
But for official sports, or currently it's being termed as OCR 100, okay? So it's a course that is standard.
Okay.
So you have 12 obstacles within this 100-meter course.
Okay.
That is standard across multiple years. Okay. The design, everything, the measurements, everything is standard. It is all published.
Okay.
Right? They have multiple variation as well. But at the moment, there's only one of them that is being officialized, which is OCR 100.
Right.
It is more towards familiarity of the sports. Meaning because you are doing this 12 obstacle again, 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 and again, to see who get faster.
I'm lost here. Is it similar to something like Piper Challenge or Spartan Race?
We will go into that later.
Okay.
So this is, imagine a short course.
Okay.
100 meter.
Okay.
12 obstacles packed into it.
Right.
You're going to finish this course, if you are in an athlete level, you'll finish probably within 30 seconds.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So we're talking about very, very short.
Okay.
It's just like 100 meter run.
Mm.
Okay. So athlete does this faster, 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 and faster, repeating the same thing over and over again.
Okay.
Right. So this is more towards the current officials of obstacle. Some people call it obstacle run, some people call it obstacle sports.
Okay.
But the official term is obstacle sport.
Okay.
Okay. And then we have the third category where you came into play, which more of people understood it as OCR,
okay,
obstacle course race.
Right.
Okay. In obstacle course race, in this familiar terms, we have different brands that comes in, like things like the more common ones, Spartan Race.
Right.
We have local brand such as Viper Challenge.
Yep.
Okay. Each of these sections, they will have their own brands. Like Ninja Warrior, just now we mentioned, we have Sasuke, we have Ninja Warrior, and then our local brand is from our own gym. We call it Ozone Games.
Right.
Right. Then we have the middle one just now, the official one is by World OCR. So it is being run through Southeast Asia Games. Okay. Locally speaking, last week we have a Asian Championship OCR. These are all 100 meter.
I see.
Okay. That is the last one when you mentioned. It's more towards recreational. But then again, there is a competitive section of it as well.
Mm.
It's more towards a long distance. When we talk about long distance, we are talking about 5 kilometers to 50 kilometers.
Mm.
As long as 50 kilometers, depending on which brand, which one they want it to be. Each brand has their own sets of obstacles.
Okay.
Okay. So they can be changed at any point of time. But in terms of the format, discipline, it's more towards running plus obstacles.
Right.
But a long distance running.
Okay, I'm just curious why the Sasuke and Ninja Warrior, they require more acrobats compared to, you know, like Spartan Race. Because I, from my point of view as a layman person, Spartan Race would be monkey bar, climbing up, jump over, something like that.
Right. So, like I mentioned, different categories also.
Okay.
The difficulties of the obstacles are different because the focus are different.
I see.
So like Ninja Warrior I mentioned just now, it focuses more into techniques, difficulties of the obstacles.
Okay.
That's why it requires more acrobatic background.
Yeah.
You know, people are flying here and
there.
Okay. They are performing difficult movement, but in a very short period of time.
Right, right.
The second one, the just now we mentioned about the official ones, they're more on to the endurance, the cardiovascular strength, and power in a very short period of time as well.
I see.
While the last one, it requires running basics, cardiovascular system, very strong cardiovascular system, and of course, endurance.
Right.
There's a lot of carrying, you know. The obstacles, of course, compared to Ninja Warrior, that will be, it will be a slightly lower difficulty. But then again, difficulties also, it depends on which part are you talking about.
Right.
Are you talking about power? Are you talking about agility?
Right.
Are you talking about endurance?
Okay.
So the word different.
Okay. So basically three of this category is still under the same obstacle run.
To us, yes. We view it, all of them as an obstacle.
Okay.
It can be a run.
Right.
It can be a competition, whatever you want to term it. But in the end, it's all obstacles.
Okay. Now I understand.
As a whole, we call it obstacle sport.
Okay, understood. Now, what is the difference with, I think last week or week before last week, it was a red line.
Okay.
Okay, what's the difference with that?
Right. At the moment, in Malaysia,
right,
we characterize these sports into two different categories.
Right.
And as for red line, with that branch, or some other commonly known branch such as Hyrox.
Yes.
We characterize this as functional fitness sport.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So it's a totally different. So like, for example, so even the association that governs this particular sport is different. It's under the IFG, Functional Fitness Federation.
Okay. I see.
While obstacle is under the Obstacles Federation.
Okay.
It's two different sports. Same, same, but different.
Yeah.
Why I ask is because I myself do not participate in any. I may look like, I may look like I can, but I have no interest yet.
Right.
So I'm confused. Like, okay, red line, they do something like CrossFit or Hyrox. Yeah,
exactly true.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the same time, obstacle runs, Spartan Race, all you jump here and there. So, okay, now I get the clarity, the difference now. Understood. Now, last week, like what you mentioned, Malaysia achieved second for the obstacle sports.
Yep.
Right. Can you share a bit, since you are the captain?
I am the national coach.
National coach. Yeah. So what does it take to achieve, regardless first, second, third, what does it take to achieve that level?
Right. So let's talk about obstacle sports first.
Yeah.
So obstacle sports, it's a sport that is an all-rounder sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an, honestly speaking, it's not an easy sport because to train run, you have to train how to jump, you have to train your upper body, you have to train all different types of aspect.
Right.
It's not just a one discipline sport, it's a multi-discipline sport,
right,
where it includes majority people that be familiar is gymnastics, track and field, parkour, climbing, and so on, right? So yeah, of course, athlete needs to train every single angle to be good at it, okay? And everything goes down in that 30 seconds,
right,
like I mentioned. So number one, long time of training. Number two, of course, the discipline.
Right.
Number three, you need to invest a lot of time to do something that you may not like it. Like, for example, let's say someone that always does running. Well, I'm not saying everyone, but most of the time, they don't like heavy weight training.
Okay.
Somebody that does weight training probably doesn't like to do
running.
Yeah. Somebody that do rock climbing most likely doesn't like to do legs exercise.
Agree.
Well, it's not everyone, but majority speaking, this is one of the stereotypes that we have.
Mm.
But in obstacle sport, you are forced to train every single thing. So in this part itself is quite a challenge.
Right.
Okay. Number two, of course, like I mentioned, you need to invest a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you go to the gym, sometimes you have 1 hour to train, but you have so many things. Right. How am I going to separate all my time to it? Right. So technically speaking, you need a lot of time and resilience and discipline.
How long does it take? Just assuming me, zero knowledge, and I say like, you know what, I want to participate first, then I want to compete. Roughly an estimation.
Right. It depends on the foundation of the particular person. Of course, anyone can join. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then again, what kind of results you get is a different story. Okay. It's just like a normal marathon. Mm-hmm. Anyone can join.
Right.
Okay. But then whether you will achieve the result that you want.
Understood.
But again, also, if you don't start, you will never improve.
Right. Okay, I want to ask about this gentleman. I don't know his name, but I know he's a fireman. Okay. And he won Sasuke and something, Malay chap.
Mm-hmm.
I saw also his photo in Ozone Fitness. Mm-hmm. I forgot his name.
Mr. I think most like he
won gold and always win.
He's a fireman. In Malaysia, obstacle sports, there's only a handful of them.
Yeah.
Okay. So I am guessing you are talking about Mr. Muhammad Reta. So Mat Redho.
I'm not sure, but I know he's a fireman.
He appears in a fireman TV show.
Oh. Maybe that's him. Maybe that's him.
Yeah, recently he has a he's a local artist. At the same time, he is last year's Team Malaysia's captain.
Right.
In obstacle sport. That's why you can see he's winning here. And
So
it's one of the, we would say the originals and the first few people that actually brings up the sports.
I see. Okay. So for him, is it by nature that he already have the foundation or he trained for that?
Mr. Commonly known in his IG name is Mat Redho.
Okay.
Of course, he's way into this for multiple years.
Right. Like
more than 15 years, something like that. It's even earlier than me.
Okay.
So he has been in this industry for very long and he has a rock climbing background. So naturally speaking, the closest towards obstacle sports is actually either track and field or rock climbing.
Okay. So if you have that foundation, then you do well. Can I say that?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Most likely, it will be even closer to rock climbing because I would say if, let's say you are a fairly decent rock climber, you will actually excel in this sport.
Okay. Why I ask is because, you know, some random dude want to participate assuming that I have strong upper body, I think I'll do well, but when I enter, I can't even pull myself up and I'll struggle in that challenge in the so-called Sasuke version instead of the Viper version.
Okay.
So, because I want to know what would be an advantage for someone to participate.
Well, you gotta try it.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, I also noticed that your company have organized many competition. Okay, from this competition, the main purpose, what is it?
Okay, for Ozone Fitness, we started off as a gym.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we started off as a community.
Right.
Okay. So after we moved into gym, and in all these pillars in my gym, we have three pillars.
Okay.
It goes with the obstacle sports, calisthenics, and functional fitness.
Right.
Okay. So these are the three main sports. They are all not a major sports.
Right.
But, well, we like some challenge. We go into the niche market. Right. So one of our vision is also to push these three sports up. So one of the fastest awareness way to do so is to create events.
Okay.
Okay. It's way faster than any marketing because people see it, people are interested, people join.
Understood.
That. And how we do it is we have our very own internal events. Sometimes we be as a supplier to other brands as well.
Right.
So we put ourselves as an supplier and also an event organizer for all these three types of sports. That's why you can see us everywhere.
Yes, that's one of the reasons also why I engage you guys, because like, oh, they have kids competition. Then was the one of the most recent one, the Under Armour one, together collaborated
the
100
second challenge.
Yes. Right. Also, I was like, oh, this is amazing. You're everywhere. So that's why I want to know in depth. Maybe I ketinggalan zaman. I don't know what's going on. I just want to know further.
Okay. Oh, in fact, we are still quite new in terms of events. The oldest event that we have is just now what you mentioned, the 100-second challenge. It's only the third year.
Right.
So we started off really, really small, like a small community.
Okay. When you say started off as in what?
So we started this competition is in just our in-house gym.
Let's go. Let's compete.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just like, we hold an in-house competition.
Okay.
You know, whoever that likes it, come and join it.
Okay.
So we all this event that I've created, it brings up a very low entry level.
Oh.
Because again, the vision is to, the vision and mission is to actually push the awareness to everybody.
Understood.
So 100 second challenge is actually a bodyweight workout that a calisthenics competition and a functional fitness competition that anyone can join.
Right.
It's all basic movements.
Yep.
That's the whole point of pushing it out. But then we started in our own gym, and then after that it gets bigger, bigger.
Mm.
And now recently we had it within a shopping mall.
Right.
And the cash prize is considerably quite high.
Yeah, quite high. And also, what is the end? I know you mentioned the mission and vision is exposure.
Awareness.
So are you seeking for the next top athlete to represent Malaysia, or?
We already did. So for the obstacle part, like I mentioned, we have three pillars.
Yeah.
So for the obstacle part, we started off with our first competition inside our gym as well. So what happens is we have a strong collaboration with the National Sport Association for obstacles. So whoever that wins this competition,
right,
we propose it to the national team. So because there are, in BM we call it pelapisan. So there's a lot of filtering process.
Yeah.
So how do we get this filtering process if we don't have a competition for it, right?
Agree.
The more the merrier.
Agree.
The more talent you will be able to look for it. It's not a, this is not a official, I mean, it's an official sport, but it's not a general sport that every single school will have.
Right.
So some sort of selection process needs to be done. This is where we start to have a brand for ourselves, a competition event, and now it's a good platform, not just to do perform selections or proposal to the national team. And at the same time, we are also starting to prove that Malaysia is able to organize international level. Like this particular upcoming event we have is Ozone Games. This is our third year. We are almost getting into recognized as a successful international event. Last year, we have 15 countries participating.
Wow.
This year, we will target around 30 countries. So I could considerably say it's going into an international level kind of event or kind of competition where it is recognized across Asia.
Okay. So you bring in the tourism.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I consider also you guys as scouting for great talents?
Of course. That is one of the main agenda of all these events as well.
Okay.
Okay. That's why if you notice our events, it goes through multiple sections. You mentioned that there's an adult version, there's an international version, there's kids as well.
Yeah.
So we wanted everybody to start to get this exposure and awareness early.
Right.
So now we go even to the next stage. So instead of only adult, we go to university, we go to the primary, and the latest one, we go to young kids as early as 5 years old to 12 years old. Okay. So we recently have this Ozone Games Junior, where the competitors are as young as 5 years old. So they are going through a short course, something like the OCR 100,
okay,
just for us to scout for potential athletes, and we can train them from young. And of course, later on, it will be an asset for the country.
Yes. Okay. So just now before we start recording, we did chat a bit regarding about the potential of this sport might be in Olympics.
Yes. So as of now, it is being proposed and in the last section where obstacle sports will replace the pentathlon equestrian.
Okay.
So in pentathlon, there's five disciplines. One of them is equestrian.
Right.
So it will be replaced by obstacle.
Okay.
With that will be 2028 LA.
So that's only like 4 years from now.
Yeah. As of now, obstacle sports is already in SEA Games 2019 and Philippines last year, and also last year Cambodia.
Right.
And of course, later on, it will be Thailand for Southeast Asia Games, for Japan 2026. Okay. And then after the Olympics.
Okay. Where do you see Malaysia?
Right. So with our last year's results in the Cambodia SEA Games, we managed to snatch 10 medals. We have...
Amazing.
Silver and also bronze. Right. Unfortunately, we haven't got our first gold yet.
Right.
But we are very close. In fact, we are half a second away. So that particular run was actually the world record. And we are half a second away from world record. So I would say Malaysia's team, the potential is really there.
Okay.
But of course, every single sport and every single angle will still need to have improvements.
Well, right. Okay, what else can the athletes implement to be number one?
Right. So it's a question everyone wants to ask. So for obstacle sports, it's not so common in terms of its facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the biggest challenge currently is having the same facilities.
Right.
So if you're wondering why are we so close but not winning it, let's just put it this way. Philippines is the first, and we were beaten as well during the recent Asian Championship.
Well,
they have the replica of the whole course at their backyard.
Right.
So for Malaysia, only after multiple years of fighting for it, we just got our facilities starting from last week, which is during the competition.
Okay.
So now perhaps with the asset, more athletes can train better. They can spend more time on it. And of course, familiarizing it. Imagine we can get a second place without even having the... It's like going to swim, competition without having a swim pool, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That is the current situation for Malaysia for the past 5 years.
Right. This reminds me of one thing. I met Dato' Azizul Awang before. I do not know him personally, but back in Australia, I met him there. Then I asked my friends, like, why is he here in Australia? So Malaysia, at that time, we don't have the cycling
track.
Yeah. So you have to hear his coach is from Australia, then they have the tracks there. So that's one of the reasons why he's there. So I totally agree. Maybe due to, can we consider this lack of interest from Malaysia Sport Association, or just not exposed enough that we do not invest?
Budget constraint, of course, but we can't just always blame it to any association or any, because when there's a demand, of course, the community will drive in. So it's the sport considerably is a very, it's at its infant stage.
Right.
So now, you know, company like my company is doing our best to bring up the sports as well, together hand in hand, whether it's with the government or with any sports association. We're trying our best. Of course, these facilities, are not cheap. They are big structures, okay? And simple to say, the easiest thing is we can't even find a place. Because why? The track is 100 meters. Where can you find a 100 meter indoor except for a stadium. Right. And you can't ask a stadium for it, right? Mm-hmm. So we're doing whatever we can. Okay. And hopefully in near future,
right.
Things will get better. It's a continuous fight that we are currently in.
Okay. So with all this effort it put in, I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And I hope there will be more great athletes. We have good athletes, but we want more great athletes to represent Malaysia. Hopefully these sports can be in the Olympics.
Yep.
And if the listeners and viewers wants to find you and your company, where can they find you?
You can find us at our Instagram. It's ozone_fitness_my. So we are most active in that particular platform.
And you, barrier entry is very low, if you ask me.
Yeah, anyone can do it.
Anyone can do it.
Anyone can do it. We have kids from 5 years old that probably run faster than me.
So again, Fern, thank you very much. Is there anything else you want to share before we end our session?
Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you for educating me. Now I know the difference. Before this, I was very, very confused. So having said that, thank you very much, Vern. Hope to see you again in near future and help Malaysian to be number one.
Yes, of course.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Peace out.
Bye. Bye.